Welcome once again to Everyday English. We're going to talk about question tags in this program. Now listen to this.
Your uncle isn't a carpenter, is he?
Your uncle isn't a carpenter, is he? Add your sentence as two parts.
Your uncle isn't a carpenter.
This is a statement, a declarative sentence. The statement happens to be in the negative, but it need not be.
Your uncle isn't a carpenter.
This is followed by...
Is he?
A question. It happens to have been said with a rising intonation, but it could have been said with a falling intonation. Listen to another example.
Your sister isn't a seamstress, is she?
Your sister isn't a seamstress, is she? Kofi's sentence is similar to Adjo's in many ways, but the differences are not important for our present purposes.
Your uncle is a carpenter.
This sentence is affirmative. It is not a negative one. This is the first part of the sentence. The second part is...
Isn't he?
It is a question. We can make one generalization at this point. There is a certain type of sentence in English consisting of two parts. The first part always has the structure of a statement, and the second, the structure of a question. The second part is called a question tag.
Your uncle is a carpenter, isn't he?
If the first part of the sentence is negative, the question is in the affirmative, as in Kofi's earlier sentence.
Your uncle isn't a carpenter, is he?
Your uncle isn't a carpenter, is he? A negative statement followed by an affirmative question tag. The first part of the sentence is normally said with the falling intonation, but the question or question tag can be either of the two intonation patterns.
Your uncle isn't a carpenter, is he?
Falling intonation on the statement, but a rising one on the question.
Your aunt isn't a seamstress, is she?
Your aunt isn't a seamstress, is she? The question has a falling pitch at the end. Now compare the two. Your aunt isn't a seamstress, is she? Your aunt isn't a seamstress, is she? We will later explain why the question tag is sometimes said with a rise and sometimes with a fall. Here are some more examples of the contrast.
You told me about it, didn't you?
You told me about it, didn't you?
Kofi says the tag with a falling intonation, while Adjo says it with a rising intonation. You told me about it, didn't you? You told me about it, didn't you? Now, a further relation between the two parts of the sentence. Just listen.
It is possible, isn't it?
Observe that the auxiliary verb in the first part of the sentence is repeated in the question tag. Observe also that the pronoun subject of the first part is repeated in the question tag. But the subject of the first part may not be a pronoun, as in this sentence.
The idea is commendable, isn't it?
The idea is commendable, isn't it? The subject, the idea, is a noun, not a pronoun. But it too is represented in the tag by the pronoun it, which is inanimate and singular, and agrees with the subject, the idea, which is also inanimate and singular.
The ideas are commendable, aren't they?
Aren't they? The auxiliary is repeated, are. The pronoun is plural, they, and agrees with the plurality of the subject, the ideas. Bear in mind other features like negation. A positive statement is followed by a negative tag, and a negative statement followed by a positive tag. We're going to listen to a short dialogue in which this sentence type occurs a number of times.
I have had a meeting with Mr. Valen, who has just arrived in Ghana.
What was the subject of the meeting?
You have read the correspondence, haven't you?
I have, but there have been other developments, haven't there?
Like?
For example, you intend to take them to places of tourist attraction.
I don't see any harm in this.
Your position has changed on the subject.
It hasn't, has it? When foreigners come to this country to study, classroom work is not their only concern, is it?
I don't think I have implied that.
You've had a number of examples of question tags. We will not be able to discuss them all. We draw attention to two of them. The first is...
There have been other developments, haven't there?
The subject of this sentence is there, although it is neither a noun nor a pronoun. It fills the position of subject. It's never stressed. It is repeated in the tag.
There have been other developments, haven't there?
There is another sentence in the dialogue I would have liked to comment on if there had been enough time. I'll put it off till tomorrow. Till then, have a good day and a good time. Enjoy yourselves and cheers.